Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Offside. Defense from
the Bears go back in front.
Wow. Some developments early in the show. Here I am. First of all, intern Dom here, which is always a treat. Secondly, I didn't even know Bob was coming in. So you might be watching on YouTube. I put up the Bob mannequin in his chair. And lo and behold, Bob walks in. The real person, Bob Pompiani, removing his own mannequin right now. And how many people have said that in history? How many people have been able to say that? But the real story is the shirt that I mentioned yesterday that I stole from Bob, I wore today.
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah,
actually.
And he recognized it. I'm thinking, but, literally thinking at home, I had many choices today. I'm thinking.
No, that's yours now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I
like it.
I feel bad that I stole it.
No, you needed it is what happened. You needed it, right?
Yeah, I did. It was cold. Yeah. And it was very unselfish, very kind of you. But I literally thought this morning, I don't know, a half hour ago, what sweatshirt or pullover do I wear today? I saw this one. I love this one. It's a Sirixon. Very sharp, I think. And
I thought, do too.
You know what? Bob's not in, so there's no problem here.
No, I was in. Sean, do you like that? It's a nice blue with some embroidery on it.
So he stole that from you?
No. I gave it to him. He needed it. It was cold. What were we doing?
Did you give it to me permanently? It didn't feel like it. It felt like I was borrowing it.
Well, at the time, but now it's yours.
Yeah. All right.
But you need it because it was cold, right? Or something.
Yeah. It was cold that day. And you would literally give me the shirt off your back, and you literally did, Bob. And that means a lot.
Well, I'm glad you wear it, and I'm glad you represent the brand.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not great. I had more blowouts than the 1960 World Series. I don't know what went wrong overnight, but I've been up all night. Can you catch something from a dog?
Yes.
Can humans catch things from dogs?
I believe so.
Because my dog, Bailey's been having more blowouts than the 07 Patriots. I don't know what's wrong with him. And that also keeps us from sleeping at night.
Well, you got to the toilet in time, right? You didn't have any accidents along the way?
He didn't necessarily.
Well, dogs, they're okay. You expect that from a dog.
Right. Yeah. Nice little guy. All right, Bob.
You never know how these shows are going to start, Sean. You know, you really don't.
You really don't. Bob, we have a story to tell at the start. And it's a sad story. And it's sort of where I started yesterday, but the whole thing has blown up since then. And it's Mike Tomlin and his defensive schemes. And you just heard the highlight of yet another ridiculous blown coverage, or maybe the coverage they were supposed to play, a blown scheme, a mistaken scheme. And somebody just walking in for an easy touchdown. How many teams in the NFL have this happen to them as often as the Steelers do? Honestly, think back to the Chiefs game last year.
You're talking about the Menungai touchdown that was just with no resistance?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the DJ Moore running through their defense with nobody covering him.
How about the Menungai one?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that one, too.
They had two defensive linemen in that game, and that, you know, that's what the Bears do. They run it down there.
That too, and that's going to come up here. So the big picture is this is Mike Tomlin's defense. This is the highest-paid defense in all of football. At $170 million, this is the way Mike wants to win games and thinks he can win championships, is having a turnover-free offense and a dominant defense. He thought that this one would literally be a historically good defense this season. That's not an exaggeration. He said that, and so did a number of his players. Instead, we see what are either miscommunications, blown coverages, nonsensical defensive schemes too often. Oh, the Steelers will come up with a defensive gem now and again. That's the way they tease us. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if they hammered the Bills defensively on Sunday, because that's what they do. But when the games really matter, like playoff games, they get blown to pieces. The communication issues last year, these kinds of things, I thought that Minkah Fitzpatrick, in so many words by his teammates, was scapegoated, and you noticed he was gone too. Well, maybe it wasn't his fault. Maybe it's not the, and in quotes, coordinator's fault over these past 8 years or 10 years or so. Maybe the one common denominator, Bob, is the head coach. Where else are we supposed to look? Because he runs the defense.
Well, whatever the case, whoever's doing it, and you're right, he's on top of the food chain there. I mean, those are the wrong schematics to employ in those situations. And it seems like on that DJ Moore touchdown, the one you're referring to, that nobody had any idea what was going on. I have no idea how someone can get that wide open in the middle of the field. He was completely wide open. So I've heard different theories on that, that it was the way they lined up made it obvious. And then Ben Johnson knew it. Apparently, there was a shot of him on the sidelines, like animated, getting into Caleb Williams' ear.
Yeah.
I don't know if that might be reaching at something, but it could be that he saw something and said, hey, change the play, do this, whatever it was. But it can't happen like that. That's, you know, for a defense that's supposed to be that good, you can't allow those kinds of egregious openings. And we've seen it everywhere. First game of the year against the Jets, there were a couple of plays like that where people were running, you know, 10 yards behind where they were supposed to be. So,
yes.
So, it's a problem that has to be fixed. And if it's not going to be fixed, it'll probably show up this week.
Well, I can't help but wonder if there's a storm brewing, because really the story here is the reaction from former NFL players, from former Steelers, and from even inside the house. So let's continue to tell this story as it's evolving this week. We start with the clip of the DJ Moore touchdown. Just a ridiculous thing to happen in professional football is to have somebody break that wide open against a defense that's designed to stop the pass, like be ultra sort of slanted towards stopping the pass, right? I don't pretend to be a schematics expert, by the way, but I don't need to read Football for Dummies to know that DJ Moore was wide open, and so were a whole bunch of other people the other day. That leads to part two of our little story, Bob, and that is Patrick Queen after the game by the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batko, asking about the scheme. And Patrick was very polite, but he politely threw Mike Tomlin under the bus. Let's listen to that.
Is that something you could have adjusted in game? Or
yes. Was it just
Okay, the first part of that was him asking what was the problem here with all these open receivers. And Patrick Queen said it was the scheme, basically. The second part, which we just heard, was Batko saying, could you have adjusted to that? And Patrick Queen said, yes, a simple yes. Could you have adjusted to that during the game? That's coming from inside the house, Bob. That is coming from inside the house. I think sometimes it was schematic issues that we had, Queen said. That's calling out your coaches, yes?
Yeah, and I told you that on Monday, remember? We were talking about the quarterback, how much blame. I put it all on scheme. I said it didn't matter who was a quarterback because they wouldn't have won that game based on their scheme, both offensively and defensively.
Well, let's focus on the defense, and it ain't a one-off. That's the thing. It's not a one-off. So If Patrick Queen is going to say that publicly, imagine what those guys are thinking privately. This leads to everything that's happened since then, starting with Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette asking a rather esoteric question of Mike Tomlin at yesterday's news conference.
In the situation of the 25-yard more touchdown we ran up the seam against you guys, it was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone?
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depths of your question.
I thought that was great.
That was a great answer, yeah. We were sitting there watching.
It was funny, but it also reflected that Tomlin hasn't had a lot of answers on schematics in the past 5 days, 4 days, whatever it is, Bob. That's the problem here. And then that leads into a bunch of ex-players just going off on the scheme here, on Mike Tomlin's scheme. Let's lead off with James Harrison from the James.
Well, you better turn your audio down in the car because it's going to blow your ears out.
James and Joe podcast.
Defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Soft. I'm tired of seeing the offensive lineman pushing our D-line 2-3 yards deep. We're undisciplined or poorly coached or both. We have a horrible defensive scheme. It's trash. It's garbage. We can't adjust at halftime. It's non-existent. Or we're just being outcoached or both.
Other than that, Bob, he's a big fan of this defense. Oh,
man, that doesn't leave anything for speculation. He said it the way he felt it, and there are a lot of people who believe that because of the fact that they had this defense, which they paid a lot of money to, and it hasn't been able to adjust to whatever the other team is doing. And listen, if Caleb Williams had been on target, it could have been worse. He missed a lot of throws.
Way worse.
But the ones that he did complete were too easy, I thought. And you can't have easy completions, especially with that defense being what they think it is.
And it's not just this year. That's really my whole point in opening here. It's many, many years. And that's Mike Tomlin's baby. But, it didn't stop there. Forget about what myself or Chris Carter or anyone else says. Again, this is coming from inside the house with Patrick Queen. It's coming from one of Tomlin's former players, James Harrison. These are people who intimately, obviously, know defense and X's and O's and football jargon, what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And that brings us to Trey Essex on the morning show with Dr. Crowley and Doran Dickerson just the other day, former Steeler tackle. I'm pretty sure he thinks this is about X's and O's too.
It's a scheme thing, dude. It's all scheme. It's the talent is there. And for us to have, and I use this analogy, I guess, last week, but it applies every week, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week, and then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there. And when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know, when Wilson comes and it's like we're the best defense on one play and then we're not on other plays, like this is points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent and these guys seem to be confused.
I mean, Bob, if this were a court of law, we have like expert witnesses all over the place, and it didn't stop there. Now we go to Baldy, Brian Baldinger, who a lot of times is very complimentary of the Steelers. He wasn't here because he looked closer at the play you talked about, Bob, where the Steelers decided from their 2-yard line, defending their goal line, that a nickel package laden with defensive backs was the best way for the big, bad Steelers to defend their goal line. Trey Essex criticized this too, saying, you've only 2 down linemen in the game. Where's Harmon? Where's Black? He said, and I quote, Keanu Benton sucks at this, fending off double teams in situations like that. But that's what the Steelers had. You had Ben Johnson again, animatedly into his microphone saying something. I'm not going to guess. Wait, I am going to guess. He was probably saying something like, telephone, Bob?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, please, go ahead. Who is it? Oh, my God, he is going ahead. He's taking the call, Sean.
It's a very important call.
I thought he was not going to take the call.
Maybe it's Baldy wanted to.
Well, is it Baldy? Was it Baldy? I know, my wife calls
during
the show, too.
When your family member calls, you have to answer just in case, but it wasn't anything that I needed to tend to, so that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
No.
I interrupted your soliloquy. I would have
answered, too.
Do you like pork rinds?
I do. Okay. Barbecued, usually, Bob. Now I don't remember what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, it was Brian Baldinger. You were talking about him.
Baldy, yes.
And what Ben Johnson said or didn't say.
Oh, Ben Johnson probably into the mic saying, can you blanking believe there's only 2 down? Just run it. Run it up the middle. And that's exactly what they did. And they walked in for another easy, like touchdowns aren't easy to score in the NFL.
Especially on the goal line.
Oh my God.
Those are the hardest ones, I think, because the space is so limited.
This team's walking in like it's a 7-on-0 drill. What are we doing here? DJ Moore, nobody covers him? There's no down lineman at the goal line? Just 2? Here's Baldy as he's breaking it down on video, I think for NFL Network, maybe just on his Twitter feed.
Things that make you go, 11 personnel by the Bears, right? 1 back, 1 tight end. 3 receivers, Odunze, Zacchaeus, and DJ Moore. On 3rd and 2 at the 2, the Steelers counter with a nickel, 2 defensive tackles. What do you think the Bears are going to do here? Like they're going to attack those 2 defensive tackles. And here it is, like just 2 double teams at the point. They cut TJ with Cole Kmet, and it's a walk in the Soldier Field Park right there for the game-clinching touchdown. Is that how you want to defend your goal line in a nickel? I'm just asking, 11 personnel, is that how you're just matching up on the 2-yard line? Things that make you go,
Bob.
We said the same thing. Chris Hoke saw the same
thing.
What
are we doing? I mean, this is embarrassing, really. You're walking in for touchdowns against a defense that thought it would be historically great? What the hell are they doing?
Well, that was the wrong chess match to play there, and they paid for it. Again, you don't often see easy touchdowns at the goal line. I don't care who you're playing, what level. It's normally hard. There's a pile. There's a push. There's a lot of things. And they ran it right up the middle. So, yeah, that was a clear mistake. And it
what's
was
next?
The
they go to prevent on 4th and 1?
Well, I
goal
can tell,
line
I can tell
on
you
first
this,
and 10?
If you look at some of the some
let's
of the
bring
plays,
in our goal line package on 3rd and 30.
Some of the plays, and these are not necessarily the ones that we talk about. There were 2 times where there was 3rd and 6. One was 3rd and 6 and one was 3rd and 7.
Yeah.
And again, their defensive backs are off the line of scrimmage. Okay, you make it too easy to have someone come out 3 or 4 yards, turn, get a quick hit, and just lean forward and get a first down.
Right.
It can't be like that. You're allowing them to dictate what is going to happen.
Yeah, and you're right. And that's another thing where we don't have to be football schematics geniuses.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah, yeah. And football coaches like to make it seem like they're, doing nuclear physics here, right? And it's really not in a lot of cases. Oh, I'm not going to peel back the what we do schematically. You don't have to, Mike. People are running wide open through your defense. You have a nickel package in on third and two at the goal line. And anybody can see or know that if you have receivers at the line of scrimmage and you have an opportunity to disrupt them even for a moment, that's going to help your pass rush, which is allegedly the strength of your team. And yet so many times they go untouched and run free. What are you doing? What is happening here? But how many people figured out the Colts before the Steelers did this season? Like, I've seen Tomlin's defense. It does just enough to keep people fooled. It does. I mean, I'm looking at Joe Burrow up on that screen. They went into Cincinnati, 3-4 years ago for the season opener and broke that dude in half. They did the same to Josh Allen in a season opener 1 year in Buffalo. They did the same to Burrow in the second game last year, completely stifled him. They wound up losing the game because of their incompetent offense, but they did a great job. They've had some smashing performances. They do every year, but there's no consistency. There's certainly no consistent dominance. And it seems that the biggest mumble moments, they crumble. The biggest mumbles, Bob.
No, you're right. And that's it.
Maybe that's the problem. They're mumbling when they're trying to communicate.
That's why, while on paper it would appear as if the Buffalo Bills should come in here and do exactly what other teams have done, and they're going to try. I don't think there's any question. But I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden that switches for a week, and then you're back to where you're not sure what Steeler team will show up the following week against the Ravens. So it has to be more consistent. It's just been just up and down and all around defensively. They've given up way too many yards. In certain games, way too many points to teams that really aren't that good.
Yeah.
And they're making them look a lot better than they are.
Agreed with every single syllable.
What is their identity on defense? If I ask you that question.
I mean, what they want it to be is the bookend pass rushers, like it's been since Harrison and Woodley.
Harrison said soft.
And it's been, you're going to score field goals and not touchdowns. We're not going to make turnovers. So you're going to have to beat us all the way down the field. And eventually our pass rushers are going to get you. I think that's their identity, don't you? Or their desired identity.
Yeah, but what would you call that? I always thought that they were trying to be that bully on defense.
Yeah, bully. Right.
Right.
A bully.
Have they succeeded?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's why.
Not just this year. They haven't succeeded in a long, long time. TJ Watt, as we've said many times on this show, is in danger of being this generation's Dick Butkus. A great Hall of Fame player who went his whole career without ever winning a playoff game. I think there's a better chance TJ doesn't win one than does, don't you? A single playoff game?
Well, the way it's going, yeah, because, you know, how many years can you be on a team and continually have these problems? And it also, you know, goes to the other side of the ball where I haven't identified a quarterback who can be the guy year in and year out, so you never have to worry about that problem. So they're always trying to draft or find ways to make that better. Sometimes you need help on defense too. And they haven't been, and I don't care what the price tag says. They have holes on that defense. So they're going to have to probably figure out more to bring in on that side of the ball, which is crazy to say given what they've spent on it.
Yeah, I mean,
$170 million
defense.
What would be their identity on offense?
Well, hold on a second.
I find that interesting. It's not what I thought it would be or what they want it to be on both sides of the ball.
On offense, they want to be a bully too.
Right,
all they
not.
Ever talk about is physicality on
physicality
offense.
Physicality comes
Steeler
with
DNA.
In other words, 28 carries, 170 yards rushing, pushing people around. They haven't done that. They give up on the run a lot, so they can't be that.
Well, they did get 186 in Chicago, but they could have gotten more still if they had truly
played
the bully.
Most of that was in the first half.
Right. But, well, first off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. A lot happening on today's show. The big boy Mark Cabali at 11. Here's the bigger story still, Robert.
Robert.
And that is Mike Tomlin and his future here if this really goes south. And I just saw the topic there with Orlovsky and company and Stephen A. and all them. Are the Steelers going to have their first losing season under Tomlin? It feels to me as a consumer of national sports media in its many forms that the tide started to turn against Mike Tomlin last year when they had been defending him to the hilt against all reason for years before that. But at least you could see their arguments, kind of. And then last year it started to swing a little bit. And the horrific playoff performance in Baltimore, when it looked like they quit on him, when Kirk Herbstreit called out the Steelers for appearing to quit on Tomlin. It felt to me, as I watch and listen and read to the people who sort of moved the needle nationally, wow, they're finally starting to get it, that something's wrong here. And then I listened to Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he really crystallized it. He said a lot of the things that we've been saying, but the fact that it came from that source, think what you will of Cowherd, he's got a huge, huge following, was very interesting to me. We're going to hear from that. We're going to hear that next. And then I'm going to ask Bob what he thinks about Tomlin's future and what he thinks Art the Second is thinking and would think if the Steelers either wind up in the same spot as always, they sneak in and get summarily dismissed from the playoffs, or they miss altogether, or they miss altogether and the non-losing streak ends. Cowherd went crazy about this non-losing streak, and I agreed with everything he said. We'll play it for you next. We'll take your calls. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line on what you can talk to Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. Let the people hear your voice, Sean.
Hello, Joe.
That's Sean.
They'll be calling for sure now.
Text line Absolutely. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, it's time for a message for the pump.
Yes, and I'm glad I'm here and not my cardboard cutout, because that cardboard cutout would not have been able to say this. Because, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know the holidays are coming up fast. Everybody's getting ready for that. You may be putting off those home improvement projects that you know you need. Well, right now is the time to knock them out and save big as you're doing so. As America's most trusted home remodeler, West Shore Home has been helping people transform their homes for nearly 20 years. Their process is really easy, it's quick, and now their projects are even more affordable with Black Friday savings. That's right. They're doing, listen to this, free installation on all projects. Free, F-R-E-E, on all projects when it comes to installation. Whether it's a new bathroom, windows, you got a front door problem, how about a patio door? How about flooring in your entire house? If you schedule now, they're going to waive the installation cost. And one last thing, the team over at West Shore Home is making it even easier to get started right now. For our listeners, they're taking off an extra $500 on your next project, but you need to schedule it at westshorehome.com/fan to lock in those exclusive savings. That's westshorehome.com/fan for Black Friday savings, plus an extra $500 just for listening to our program here. So make sure you choose West Shore Home for your next home project.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.